What equipment do I need to create a podcast? You'll be pleased to find out that creating your own podcast is amazingly easy and requires very little equipment. Even better, the equipment you do require is often already available to you. In this section, I'll go through exactly what you need to create your own podcast and where you go about finding it. Digital recording devices for podcasting. The most basic thing you need for any podcast is a recording device. Naturally, to create an audio file, you need to be able to record your voice. Recording devices take many forms, from really simple dictaphones to full-quality professional audio recorders. Plus, your computer can act as a recording device. It's easily possible to record a regular podcast using no more than a laptop and its built-in microphone. For good results, it's normally desirable to have at least a simple mobile recording device. Without a recorder that you can carry around, you'll be stuck to your computer desk for all your podcast creation, and especially with a group, that's often not ideal. It's worth spending more than the minimum on a recording device, as the quality is very dependent on price. Moving above the 50 pounds mark generally takes you into the range of good quality recorders, and you can spend infinitely more on that if you try. Professional journalist level kit of this sort sells for 300 pounds or 400 pounds and comes with all sorts of features. I'll mention one of this sort at the end of the section, but you shouldn't feel any pressure to jump in at that level. To get started, just buy what you can afford, or use the equipment you already have available. Better to get started with a basic kit than not at all. For my lower cost device, I use a Sony IC recorder. This costs around 60 to 70 pounds and gives a great quality sound for the price. It has a USB port on the bottom so you can plug it straight into your computer. And it has an external microphone socket, so you can always plug a better quality mic in at a later date if you decide you need the sound quality improved. For a higher end device, better quality sound, and more recording options, look at the Roland RO5. It's about twice the price of the Sony, and I find it's a great little recorder. The sound quality is definitely better than the Sony, although only noticeable when you compare them side by side. And it just offers a few more options when you're doing your recordings. The Roland comes in around 140 pounds on Amazon and would do perfectly for anyone, even approaching the professional journalist level. For real top level though, in my opinion, you're looking at the Zoom H4n recorder shown above. It has an excellent quality set of internal mics, various options for external mics, and tons of tools packed within the make out of your own office recording much easier. The H4n allows you to record using professional level microphones too, offering two XLR connections. You don't need to worry too much about what that means right now, but suffice it to say that if I bought this recorder, you won't need to upgrade it once you move up to professional levels of recording and other equipment. This is the journalist-level device I mentioned earlier. It could be used to prepare a feature for the BBC if you ever get the chance. Mobile phone podcast recording. If, however, you don't fancy spending any money on podcasting, you can look at equipment you already have. Mobile phones are great recording devices, and it makes sense considering they're built purely for recording and transmitting your voice. Pretty much any smartphone will have a voice recording capability, and devices like the iPhone or Samsung Galaxy have great recording and editing facilities. They also let you email the file to yourself straight away so you always have a backup in case you lose the device. Even if you don't have a smartphone, many older phones can still act as a dictaphone. Have a browse through your phone menu and you might find an audio recording or dictaphone function that you never knew you had. Microphones. One great addition to your podcasting kit list is, if you have the money, is an external microphone. Even a low-cost microphone can hugely increase the ease and quality of your recordings. All the recorders above can take external mics and will benefit from using one. Saying that, bear in mind that you would need a very good quality mic to improve upon the H4n's internal offering. If you're recording from a computer, you'll almost certainly need an external microphone. The microphones built into laptop PCs are normally very low quality and aren't worth using. For computer recordings, you have a huge range of options. A standard headset microphone, the type you would use with Skype, will do the job pretty well. Canyon headsets, available for around £15 on Amazon, create a decent quality recording. Some headset mics can be very tinny, though. It's worth sticking with the Canyon or find yourself a Microsoft Live Chat mic. The Live Chat is another good quality headset mic for only about £20 to £30. The downside of the Live Chat is that it's USB only. If you're only planning to record via the computer, that's fine. It does make it very easy to set up and doesn't rely on your audio settings. But if you're out and about and you want to plug an external microphone into your recorder, you'll need the Canon standard headphone jack. If you're looking for the next level up, however, you could go for the Samson Go Mic. This is another USB microphone and produces excellent results for the price. It's also really flexible in that it comes with a built-in mic clip, so you can stick it just about anything and make it easy to record with. If you're doing a lot of work out of the office with your digital recorder, you might want to get a more traditional looking microphone. The Audio-Technica ATR-6250 is a reasonably low-cost mic which plugs into any recorder with a small mic jack, same as your headphone socket. And if you spend much above that, you're usually guaranteed a good quality as long as it's from a good brand. Microphones are surprisingly technical bits of kit, and there are all sorts of variations and configurations, but you can get a good one for less than £50, so don't worry too much about the higher end ones when you first start out. Often it's more about your environment than the microphone when it comes to final recording quality, as we'll discuss in the recording chapter. If you're interested in upgrading and want to get yourself a really professional quality mic, have a look at the bonus microphones chapter later in the book. Podcasting software. In ideal circumstances, you can actually create a podcast without any software at all. You can make a recording and upload it to your podcasting host straight away with no editing. This depends on you being pretty accurate with your recording, of course, and makes no slips or mistakes. In reality, people make mistakes, and you often need to make edits to an audio file before you publish it. You may also want to add music or sound effects to a podcast, or to stitch two separate audio files together, such as your introduction and an interview you did at another time. In this case, you need audio editing software. The good thing is, it's an easy choice. If you don't already have an audio editing package, then Audacity is the package for you. It's powerful and does everything that you need, and best of all, it's free. You can download a copy of Audacity at http://audacity.sourceforge.net. Audacity works on both Mac and PC, so you don't need to worry about the platform. That's why it's a software that I teach and the one that I cover in this book. It's open, it's flexible, and it's available to anyone, which counts for a lot. If you're on a Mac, however, GarageBand is a very popular alternative. It's really easy to use, a powerful bit of software, and best of all, it's free. On the PC, the next up the list from Audacity for me would be Adobe Audition. It's not a cheap bit of software, but it's very good. Many people claim Audacity is just as powerful, however, or even more so, so it can be hard to justify the cost. If you use other Adobe software, you might have Audition packaged in though, so in that case, it's worth a try. Whatever you choose, that's all we need to get started. On to recording.